With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A 40-year-old woman is behind bars today after a domestic dispute at the end of February. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says the woman was arrested on suspicion of assault causing grievous bodily harm. Police say they were alerted to a fight at a bar off Shedden Road that happened on February 28th, during which a man was hit by a car allegedly driven by the woman. The man sustained, quote, severe leg injuries and was carried to the hospital for treatment. A Grand Court murder trial stalled out on Thursday with the court considering whether additional evidence may be necessary after questions from the jury. Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks has more on the case against Demisio Frederick.
Jurors have been highly engaged throughout the trial, submitting multiple questions to both the prosecution and the defense. On Tuesday alone, the court addressed 8 separate jury queries. One question concerned CCTV footage from the area in the days before Christopher Johnson's death. While the fatal incident itself was not captured on camera, the jury heard evidence that Mr. Frederick, the accused, walked his dog the day before, prompting jurors to ask whether they could view the footage. The Crown said extensive footage had been gathered but not all shown, and both sides will now review it again. Although both sides have already closed their case, the judge may allow new evidence, which could lead to further cross-examination and recall of officers. Closing arguments are now expected today, but if they run long, the jurors may be required to sit over the weekend. Deliberations are still unlikely to begin before Monday. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
The Health Ministry is keeping a close eye on the UK's meningitis outbreak. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Hilary Wolf says it spreads through close contact, which is why the disease is often found in schools and dorms where young people are living and studying together.
Vaccination continues to be the best form of prevention against meningitis. So we encourage both parents and young people to make sure they are up to date on their vaccines.
Cayman's vaccination schedule includes students heading overseas for school.
The guidance for anyone who has returned from the UK and is feeling unwell is to seek medical care immediately if they have flu symptoms such as fever, headache, and a stiff neck that rapidly worsen.
The UK Health Security Agency said 29 cases of confirmed or probable meningitis have now been recorded as linked to the Kent outbreak. And the Department of Education Services is investigating after an incident on a school bus. Here's Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles.
Education officials say the incident happened Wednesday afternoon between a secondary school student and a contracted bus driver. Acting Director Dr. Richard Wildman said the safety, well-being, and dignity of all students and staff remains their priority.
We're also working closely with the school and relevant parties to ensure the matter is addressed appropriately with the best interests of those involved in mind.
Dr. Wildman added that respect and appropriate behavior are expected in all school interactions. The department has not released further details at this time while the investigation continues. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Jane Steele. Drone strikes have damaged Kuwait's largest oil refinery as Iran continues to target energy sites across the Gulf. There have also been attacks in the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. In Israel, the operators of a refinery in Haifa that was hit on Thursday say they expect it to be back in operation within days. Israel has again been bombarding Tehran with heavy explosions reported across the Iranian capital. The Revolutionary Guard Corps says its spokesman, Ali Mohammed Naini, has been killed. Oil prices have remained reasonably stable a day after spiking sharply due to the war. The price of Brent crude is about $108 a barrel. In other news, the patent on semaglutide, the key ingredient of the weight loss drugs Wegovy and Ozempic, expires today in India, paving the way for cheaper copies. India is the world's biggest supplier of low-cost and generic medicines, and dozens of firms are preparing to launch new brands. The governor of Nigeria's Borno state has described a series of deadly suicide bombings in the capital, Maiduguri, as a temporary setback. Officials have blamed Monday's attacks on jihadists. Venezuela's president has replaced her top military commanders a day after she brought in a new defense minister. Telsi Rodriguez has been cooperating with the United States ever since it seized the former leader Nicolas Maduro in January. Chinese state television says Shi Yangxin, the former abbot of the world-renowned Shaolin Temple, has been charged with embezzlement, misappropriation of funds, and bribery. He earned the nickname CEO Monk for transforming the temple into a global brand. The K-pop boy band BTS have released their first album since all 7 members finished mandatory military service in South Korea. They'll perform a comeback show in Seoul on Saturday. The record, Arirang, is their first release in 4 years. BBC News.